This is Russell Gibson for Black Star Radio. I have Mr. Andrew Moston online. Andrew works for the Bureau of Meteorology. He is a duty forecaster at the Cairns office. I have invited Andrew to advise the Black Star Radio listeners. Hello to you, Andrew.
Yeah, no worries. It's good to be here. Good to inform your listeners, that's for sure. It's an important time. We do currently have a tropical low. It is relatively weak, so it is bringing quite extensive rainfall, though, right the way across the Cape. That's probably the main concern, is the actual rainfall, and, of course, with that flooding that will occur. So we'd expect over the next 24-hour period of rainfall totals somewhere in excess of 100 millimetres. Obviously, some areas will pick up 300 millimetres, something of that nature along the Cape. So rainfall is the general concern with this cyclone being a generally weak cyclone. Obviously, wind gusts, they can expect wind gusts in excess of that 100 kilometre per an hour mark as that cyclone does develop. But also with the cyclone, it is bringing quite strong winds from the northwest, the monsoon, into the area. So with that, tides around about what we call HAT, highest astronomical tide mark. So in terms of storm surge and things like that, the tide will be much higher than is normal for this time of the year. So things to be wary of associated with that. So basically the rain extends right the way along the Cape and into the Gulf Country. So any of those areas will experience those quite heavy rainfall. The main areas which we really need to focus on are probably between Aurukun and Kawanyama. In terms of the wind strength, anywhere outside of those areas, it's more the higher than normal tide and just the heavy rainfall. And some of that rainfall will just have strong and gusty winds. So that's the way that it's panning out at the moment. Over the next couple of days, we then expect it just the low to meander around the peninsula district. It won't be a cyclone at that point. It will weaken once it does crosses the coast. But as it moves around the Cape, expect quite heavy rainfall, and that's going to continue for at least the next 5 to 7 days. We're expecting it just to move around, and then where it moves after that, we need to just keep an eye on, because there is a potential it could move back into the Gulf of Carpentaria and redevelop into a cyclone, and therefore it could then affect more of those coastal localities. So we do need to keep an eye on it over the coming week, but the main concern at the moment is as it develops, hitting the coast, those smaller communities of Kawanyama, Pomperell, and right the way through to Aurukun, they just need to be prepared. And then, of course, the heavy rain which will follow that crossing.
For the people who are living in Cape York, what are some of the proactive things that they can actually do to prepare themselves?
First and foremost, you take... if you can get access to the warning, that'll be the main thing to do. Listen to the advices. The advices do come out from the Bureau of Meteorology every 3 hours. They are accessible on our website, of course, through radio communication, the ABC, any of the radio stations through there. But otherwise, in terms of preparation, it's really getting your cyclone kit together. That really should be put together now. Of course, power outages, things like that can occur, and most likely will occur, and they could be, and there's no saying how long it would be. So in terms of preparing your food rations, having torches, things like that, a first aid kit, things that you think you'd need just to get through those first day or two without power are the way to go. And of course, if there is any damage in terms of fallen trees, power lines down, stay well away from them and advise the emergency services. They're just the things that need to be aware of as the cyclone does move through, and just the initial damage which could occur until things help arrive and things become up and running again. You just need to be able to sustain and be independent on your own for at least the first 24 hours to 48 hours as that system crosses the coast.
Andrew, what other numbers can people call to get assistance?
In terms of assistance, I believe it's the SES. So the number would be 132 500. So just again, 132 500. That's the State Emergency Services of Queensland. They'd be the ones for assistance. But on top of that, if you do have any access to internet and things like that, or radio, the way listen into it on their website, you can definitely access the warnings, the weather radar, and you can actually see this system off the coast moving towards. It is interesting to watch and track if you're interested in knowing where it is and being informed of the latest information. Like I said, we do have 3 hour hourly warnings coming up out. But the other thing is, just to remember that, so it is of the lowest scale of the cyclone variety. So it doesn't have that strong amount of winds in it, but of course it's just being prepared for it, for any damage or trees which fall on power lines and things like that, and of course the flooding which comes with it. It's really just being prepared for that, of course, not going out on the into the water, boating or anything of that nature because of the strong wind.
Andrew Morstan, on behalf of Blackstar Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.